after the attack. In 1823, Jedediah Smith led a small band of trappers into the country south of the Yellowstone River. One evening, as Smith was leading his horse up a timbered draw, a grizzly appeared in the trail. Mountain man Jim Clyman wrote in his journal what happened next.
Smith and the bear met face to face. Grizzly did not hesitate a moment, but sprung on the captain, taking him by the head first, cutting his head badly. Then he gave him a grab by the middle, fortunately catching the ball pouch and butcher knife, which he broke. Several ribs was broken.
The trappers fired round after round at the bear. It stopped the mauling and released Smith only after life had left its body. The men rushed to Smith. Clyman's journal recounted,
"I asked Captain what was best. He said, one or two, go for water. Said, get a needle and thread and sew up the wounds around his head, which was bleeding freely. And I got a pair of scissors and cut off his hair and then began my first job of dressing wounds. Upon examination, I found the bear had taken nearly all his head in his capricious mouth, close to his eye, and on one side, and close to his right ear on the other, and laid the skull bare to near the crown of the head, leaving a white streak where his teeth passed. Well, one of his ears is tore off from his head, out the other side, and I told him I could do nothing for his ear. Oh, you just must try to stitch up some way or other, he said. And I put in my needle, stitching it through and through and over, laying the lacerated parts together as nice as I could.
After Clyman had finished his needlework, Smith got to his feet, mounted his horse, and rode a mile to camp. For 10 days he lay recuperating, and on the 11th he rose and led his men on into the Badlands. You've been listening to Writing the West. The stories and poetry in this podcast are by Rick Stieber and appear in books by him. Log on to www.rickstieberauthor.com to find out more. This program was produced by Michael Messner by permission of the author. Special thanks to Michael Tucker, Rachel Pulliam, and Art Shingler. Thank you for listening.